BMW presents Hypnopolis, Episode 5, Arcadia.
We ditched the speed pod on the English side of the border, and Leon had found us a place to hide. It was a squat with a leaky roof, but it did the job. While he went out for supplies, I stayed home and guarded Voss's metal briefcase. She'd given me a lot to think about while I waited in the dark. There were only 48 hours left before Imperius Corporation upgraded the system. But from where I was sitting, it felt like Godley had already won.
Following a brief armed standoff, it now appears that armed members of the Rapid Eye movement blew themselves up rather than surrender to authorities. With the global cyber terrorist network now seemingly in tatters, it is believed that this woman, Greta Voss, a former lecturer in computer science, was the organization's leader. In other news, from New York to Beijing, preparations for the worldwide celebration of the global upgrade of the system this Friday are in full swing. Penny Carrington reports live from Arcadia City.
Hey, I got some supplies.
Any food?
Yeah. Anything about us?
Not you, just me. News, show him.
Wanted in connection with yesterday's arms siege is Hope Reiser, the former journalist and early subject of the sleep penalty program. Reiser was convicted for orchestrating the murder of her fiancé, Paul Jobson, in 2029. Her body has not been recovered from the area, and if alive, the public are warned not to approach her.
Oh, boy.
What do we do? Put a bag on my head?
Nah, I got something better than that. Here, hold these.
What are they?
Some of Voss's toys. Every camera on the planet's going to be looking for your face. So before we forge some new IDs, we'd better change it.
What do you mean, change it?
Don't worry. I'll do mine too.
Leon?
It's facial distortion tech. It's fine. It's safe. It's just not legal.
Does it hurt?
Well, maybe. Yeah, it does.
And what's this?
Let's play it and find out.
To those who are watching this, I just wanted to tell you how proud I am of you. This data file contains all the information you need to enter Arcadia City and infiltrate the system's core at Imperius HQ. The mission is, of course, not without risk, and it's possible you may not all make it out alive. However, once you've applied the software patch to liberate the system, the detonation of the EMP device should make your chances favorable. I wish there was more I could say at this point, other than good luck.
We really gonna try this, aren't we?
I think we can do it.
You must be braver than me.
No, I'm terrified.
Okay. I guess you'd better change my face.
Hold still.
Oh, jeez! Ow!
Well, how is it?
Smart's like hell. How do I look?
Not like you.
Enough to fool border security?
Here's hoping.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your captain speaking. Welcome aboard this London 1 flight to Arcadia City. We will shortly be leaving the Earth's atmosphere and will arrive at our destination in 35 minutes.
Nervous?
I don't know. I've never been into space before.
Oh, that? It's not for long. At least it's a short flight. My face is killing me.
You and me both, kid.
Thanks. Hold on.
hit it, the view blew me away. Seeing the curvature of the Earth arc out into the darkness made me feel suddenly very small and infinitely peaceful. For that brief time, I just watched the world turn. And I knew that whatever damage Godly was doing down there, he hadn't touched the heavens yet.
Oh, wow. Look at this place.
Welcome to Arcadia City, the most advanced human habitation on planet Earth.
For once, the marketing people weren't lying. Arcadia City was how the future was meant to look.
Looks warm outside.
You're in the tropics now. No gray skies down here.
I miss them already.
I sure don't. Now come on. We've still got to get through border control.
Next.
See you on the other side.
Place your hand on the scanner.
Sure.
What is the purpose of your visit, Mr. Whitney?
Tourism.
Enjoy your stay in Arcadia.
Thanks.
Next. Place your hand on the scanner.
Okay. That okay?
Please try again. Hold still.
Something wrong?
One moment, please. Please, look into the light.
Here?
What is the purpose of your visit, Miss Hirsch?
Tourism.
Thank you. Enjoy your stay in Arcadia.
Thanks. I will.
Everything okay?
I guess so.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, cheers, pal.
Would you like to freshen up?
I'm fresh enough. Take me to the big guy.
He's expecting you.
I should think so, too. Sir? Mr. Godly!
Dorma.
Yes, sir.
I thought I could sense a serpent in my garden.
I'm a useful serpent to keep handy, sir.
That you are. What have you got there?
Oh, this is a gift.
What is it?
Welsh cakes, sir. Thought you might like them.
Indeed. How was Snowdonia?
Chilly, but spectacular. Reminded me of the good old days, playing cowboys and Indians on the Russian border.
I imagine it did. Yes. I see. No. Let her through. Now that is interesting.
What's the matter? Trouble in paradise?
No, merely an unexpected development. Hope Riser is here.
In Arcadia?
Under a false identity.
Oh, that plucky girl. Shall I,
Now. Massacring terrorists in darkest Wales is one thing. Murdering tourists on my doorstep is quite another. Besides, it's unlikely she's working alone.
Then what are you going to do?
I think in this instance, Sean, we're going to need the services of an old friend.
We'd checked ourselves into the best hotel in town. All part of the Rapid Eye Movement's plan, of course. The suite was clean. The case containing Voss's software patch and her other toys were hidden downstairs in the pod we'd hired for the weekend. The final components of the EMP bomb were due in that morning, and Leon's job was to pick them up. All we could do was wait. And all I could do was wonder if we could really pull this off. I'll say one thing for Godley. It's one hell of a paradise he's made for himself. Which skyscraper is his?
Huh?
Which one's Imperius head office?
This bathroom is bigger than my whole apartment. It's the tallest one. The pyramid.
Of course it is.
Godley has a penthouse at the top.
His very own Mount Olympus, huh? He must feel pretty good looking down at all this and knowing it's his.
Not for much longer. They keep the server hub in a complex below ground level. It's the heart of the system. This time tomorrow, Godley's going to be sitting on top of the case for the prosecution with his ass in his hand.
What time are you picking up our package?
1 hour. Should be a straightforward collection. Unless customs are smarter than Voss planned. Or they're on to us somehow.
You sure you don't want me to come?
We stick to the plan and meet back here this evening. Besides, I'm not sure how secure your ID is after that glitch at the airport. It's safer if you stay here. Just in case anything happens to me.
Why are you doing this, Leon?
You mean saving the world?
Putting yourself on the front line like this.
Someone has to. I don't know. Maybe it's easy for me. I don't have anybody. What about you? Why are you doing this?
Self-preservation, mainly. And besides, somebody's got to stop Godley, haven't they?
Yeah. I'd better go.
Good luck, Leon.
Thanks. Listen, if anything happens to me, get clear.
Just come back, all right?
Yeah.
Wait, Leon.
Yes?
One thing. Take this number.
Whose is it?
A cop in London. I think I trust her.
Okay, thanks.
Floor, 7th from the right.
Got it. Ah, there you are, my lovely. I've got visual. Yeah, it's Riser, all right. And she's alone. Is he ready?
Yes, he's here.
Good. Tell him to proceed. The coast is clear.
We'll let him know.
Ta. My poor, darling girl. Oh, this is gonna hurt.
Yes? One moment, please.
Hello, Hope. May I come in?
No. It's not you.
Please.
No. This isn't real. It isn't you.
They're watching us. Maybe listening too. It's only fair you know that.
I need to. I need to sit down. Don't come any closer. Who are you?
It's me. When I asked you to marry me, you called me the greatest dork in the world, remember? That was your way of saying yes. Did you ever tell anyone that?
No.
I suppose I've had 30 years to wonder what I'd say if I ever saw you again. Not that I expected I ever would. That wasn't the plan. You haven't changed at all.
I don't understand.
Oberon was getting too close to the truth. and you were getting too close to Oberon.
But why?
I'm sorry.
No! No, you tell me, why?
Milton and I were saving the world, Hope. We could see how it could be done, a way to bring humanity back from the brink. With the right guiding hand, the nations of the world could be induced to work together. Millions of lives would be saved, and so would the future of the human race. We couldn't let anything jeopardize that.
My God! You framed me.
You were never going to stop, were you? No matter how hard. No matter what I did. You would have ruined everything.
You son of a bitch. Why not just kill me?
I loved you. I could never have countenanced that.
You loved me. Do you have any idea?
We were thinking on a scale above the personal. You must understand.
Oh, I get it. Oh, I do get it. So what happened to you? Did Godly arrange you another identity or something?
Yes. And a whole new life.
You've looked after yourself. Are you married now?
Hope.
Well, are you?
Yes.
Kids?
Yes.
Good for you. Why did they send you?
To offer you a way out. If you attempt to interfere in tomorrow's upgrade, Godly will make the rest of your life a misery. He is vengeful and jealous, and there is nowhere on earth you will be safe from his wrath if you cross him. Hope, I'm offering you a new life anywhere you want and all the money you'll ever need. With Godly's blessing.
And all I have to do is walk away.
They also want the names of your accomplices.
Oh, Paul.
Hope, please listen. Recognize a chance when you see one.
I hope it's all been worth it. You built this future too. Now, take me to Godly.
Whatever you say, Riser, your wish is our command. Your chariot awaits. Get in. You too, old chap.
Very well.
Hope! Oh, shit. Taxi!
Please state your destination, sir.
Just follow that car. I'll give you directions on the way.